Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Reverend Franklin Graham is speaking boldly on a wide variety of issues, ranging from marriage as the union of a man and a woman to radical Islam, and he's going to be a keynote speaker at this year's Awakening 2015, March 14, in Orlando, Florida. I am Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about this issue. Matt, before we talk about Franklin Graham's recent comments on Islam and the beheadings of the 21 Coptic Christians, I am just very excited to say that Franklin Graham is going to be a keynote speaker at the Awakening 2015. I think this is huge, and I hope that all the people listening here make plans to attend the Awakening. It's going to be in Orlando on March the 14th on a Saturday, and we're going to be starting in the morning and going all the way through the end of the day. It will be a power-packed event. And Franklin Graham is going to be there. He has been speaking very prophetically, very boldly, and I am very much looking forward to what he has to say. He actually rearranged his schedule. He was going to be on the opposite side of the country, and he rearranged his schedule just so he could be here in Orlando for the Awakening 2015.
Yeah, how exciting, Matt. And, you know, religious liberty is the civil rights issue of our era, of our day. And Franklin Graham, in the spirit of Martin Luther King Jr., has really stepped up to be the leader on this civil rights issue in a lot of ways, one of the main leaders. And, you know, we see what's happening in the Middle East and around the world with Islamic terrorism and the beheadings of the Coptic Christians. And Christians are being persecuted worldwide, and he's addressed that. And the chief persecutor of Christians in the United States right now is the radical homosexual activist agenda, along with rogue courts and judges. And Franklin Graham is standing in defense of religious liberty and of Christian persecution against both radical Islam and against both radical homosexuality.
Yes, he was recently quoted because he put it on his Facebook. Can you imagine the outcry of 21 Muslims had been beheaded by Christians? He says, where is the universal condemnation by Muslim leaders around the world? You know, we have the brutal killing, the barbaric murder and slaughter of these 21 Egyptian Coptic Christians. They were abducted in Libya by members of the Islamic State, and they were videoed for the entire world to see, and their deaths were displayed on this video. And it was entitled, A Message Signed with Blood to the Nation of the Cross. This particular group clearly was one that was targeting Christians. They said that they were going to have no place safe for the Crusaders. You know, the amazing thing is President Obama recently spoke at the National Day of Prayer. And at the most inappropriate time, not only in the location, but the time of our country, he began to speak about the Crusades. And the Crusades were more defensive, if anything, and very, very minor in compared to what the jihadist assaults were by the Muslims for 400 years. You know, you just wonder now that ISIS has used the word Crusades or Crusaders, whether they're doing it because of President Obama. But even that aside, this is a horrible event. President Obama could not even use the word Christian when his press secretary talked about this. They said Egyptian citizens, they didn't acknowledge that being Christian, and yet these Muslims killed them because they were Christian. And yeah, Franklin Graham came out boldly and said, this is horrible, and there ought to be an outcry of people all across the world.
Yeah, Matt, President Obama, you mentioned, you know, if there was ever any question, it is no longer there. His anti-Christian bigotry is palpable, and his pro-Muslim radicalism is there. The fact that he would not even call these monsters Muslims or Islamists, or even use the word Muslim or Islam, and then the fact that he wouldn't call the Christians, but rather just kind of vaguely Egyptian citizens. We know exactly what this is about, but the censorship continues, this political correct nonsense about refusal to call a spade a spade. You just have to wonder, what is this president thinking? We know the signal that he's sending to the world, and that's a signal of weakness.
Yeah, and Franklin Graham is anything but weak. He says, as we mourn with the families of those 21 martyrs, we'd better take this warning seriously, as these acts of terror were only spread throughout Europe and the United States of America. Franklin Graham is a bold voice. He's known internationally. He is the son, of course, the evangelist Billy Graham. He's also president of Samaritan's Purse, and he heads up the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, so he is very busy. He is very outspoken. He is a real breath of fresh air because he's coming out and saying the truth, and he's speaking it boldly, and he's speaking it whether it's regarding radical Islam or it's regarding the radical homosexual agenda that is targeting Christians for persecution or death in the case of Islam, or for persecution or discrimination or repression in the case of radical homosexuality and same-sex marriage. He's speaking boldly on it. And I am absolutely thrilled that he will be a keynote speaker at the Awakening 2015. I am looking forward to his message. His message is timely, and it is something that we all need to hear. If you have not registered for the Awakening 2015, go to lc.org. You can go right there at the very front page at lc.org is the icon for the Awakening. You can click on that. It'll take you to some other pages, and you can click on the registration hot link, or you can go directly to theawakeningusa.org, theawakeningusa.org or lc.org, either one, but you need to sign up. The registration is $20 per person. That goes up to only the end of February. And then on March 1, the registration goes up to $30 per person. So you want to get your registration in early. And now that Franklin Graham is speaking, that is a must attend just to hear him. We've got Governor Mike Huckabee speaking. We have Senator Rick Santorum. He also will be joined by James Robison. He'll be speaking. Very strong message. Ken Blackwell, former U.S. ambassador, will be speaking. Major General Bob Dees will be speaking. Kamal Saleem, an expert on Islam, someone who was actually raised as a terrorist, and he literally engaged in terrorist acts like you see on these videos. He killed people because they were Christians and Jews. He's now a Christian, and you'll hear from Kamal Saleem along with many others at the Awakening 2015.
Yeah, it's really an all-star cast of kind of the who's who of Christian leaders who are fearlessly outspoken. They remain faithful to the truths of Scripture. They're not willing to compromise and capitulate to a culture that embraces and loves darkness. You know, you mentioned Franklin Graham. He's become a favorite punching bag of the secular left now because of his fearless stand for truth and his defense of Christians and religious liberty against radical homosexualists and radical Islamists and others who embrace darkness and are in rebellion against God and the truths of Scripture. And Franklin Graham does not mince any words, neither do all of those other wonderful leaders that you mentioned.
Yes, this is really a celebration of faith and freedom. It's a marrying of the Great Awakening with the American Revolution. And we have amazing speakers, a great lineup. I think this is the best lineup of speakers that we've had since we launched The Awakening in 2010. So you don't want to miss it. It's going to be in Orlando, Florida, and it begins at 8:15 Saturday morning, March the 14th, and it goes till 5:15 in the afternoon, two plenary sessions, and also two breakout sessions, chock full of information, inspiration, education, and mobilization. Go to lc.org, sign up for The Awakening 2015 today. You need to sign up now because the ticket price will increase. It is currently a low $20 per person right now. Individuals under 18 are free, so you can bring your family, and those children or minors under 18, they're going to be free. But for everyone else, it's $20 a person, but that goes up to $30 per person effective March the 1st. And this is an all-star lineup of speakers with Franklin Graham being the most recent speaker to come on board. Franklin Graham, Governor Mike Huckabee, Senator Rick Santorum. We have Honorable Ken Blackwell. We have Major General Bob Dees. Gail Williams, someone who is an amazing story on the sanctity of human life. Many, many others in both the plenary and breakout sessions. Go to lc.org, that's lc.org, and sign up today for the Awakening 2015. All the information is right there when you go through that click at lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.